The Donlin Gold Mining Company, which wants to start an open-pit gold mine near Crooked Creek in the Middle Kuskokwim River area, sponsored a tour of the Fort Knox gold mine in Fairbanks. The day trip allowed 30 stakeholders from the YK Delta a firsthand look at an open-pit gold mine in operation. KYUK's Sophie Ivan traveled with the group and has the story.
This is the first trip to Fort Knox, the Donlin stakeholders and
that is Donlin's Community Development and Sustainability Coordinator, Vernon Jimiralra. The Fort Knox mine is owned and operated by Kinross. Kinross employees gave us a safety briefing and safety gear before bringing us around the major points of the gold mining operation. Starting with the pit where the land blasting happens, dynamite lines could be seen down below, where detonation was scheduled for 3 in the afternoon. Crooked Creek IGAP coordinator Alex Felker was on the tour. He says it was nice to see the mine in operation.
Crooked Creek has always supported people searching back in the Black Hills looking for gold. So as long as they keep truthful and honest with us, we support them.
Napaskak Tribal Administrator Stephen Maxey expressed his fascination at having seen the Fort Knox mine in person. He says he marveled at all the equipment and how the rock is crushed. He says he has no opinion right now for or against the mine, but that he would report back to his village and talk about all the jobs the Donlin mine will create. The Donlin Gold Project estimates that up to 1,400 year-round jobs will be created in the projected 27-year lifespan of the mine. Kipnuk resident Curtis Mann was on the trip on behalf of the Nelson Island Consortium. The consortium includes the native villages of Dununuk, Niuhtak, Chfarnuk, Tuksukpe, Kipnuk, Nichtmut, and Unkumut. It was formed in 2003 to protect the Yupik traditional ways of life. Mann made these comments during the Fort Knox visit. He says he has a lot of concerns toward the mining industry and how the mining operations could adversely affect our subsistence hunting and gathering. That is his fear. He hopes that their operations go well when and if mining operations happen. He also hopes that they will always keep in mind how much Yupiks depend on subsistence. Donlin Gold has been conducting environmental studies for 16 years and started the permitting process last month. Donlin wants to start construction by 2016 and says construction will take another 3 years. In Bethel, I'm Sophie Van.